This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Some of you will remember this guy. His name was James Kearns. He was 77 years old, lived in Palm Harbor, Florida. He one night he got up. I guess this is a regular thing. He was in his sleep. He had the sense of mind, presence of mind to pick up his cane. Even while he's asleep, he goes outside. He walks to the back of the yard where he slips in a pond and goes into the mud, and he wakes up out of his sleep, and he's being surrounded by five or six alligators. He starts screaming. One of the neighbors hears the screams, calls the police, and they come and rescue him out of his dilemma in Palm Harbor. And I thought of how shocking that had to have been, to be in a deep slumber like that and just to wake up with surrounded like that. And yet I thought about it, and I really mean this seriously. I think there are a lot of people spiritually who are sleepwalking. People who really aren't awake spiritually, and something happens in their life. There's a crisis. Something happens in the family. Something happens at work. And all of a sudden, they wake up and they say, there is a God. And there is accountability. And there is a heaven. And there is a hell. And there's a realization that they never had before because they've been sleepwalking spiritually. I think some people are paralyzed spiritually, paralyzed by guilt, paralyzed by grief, paralyzed by resentment, paralyzed by bitterness, and they don't even know it, that they're paralyzed spiritually. We're reading one of the most famous stories out of the New Testament, out of the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus heals a man, get this, who's not only been paralyzed, but he's brought to Jesus through a crowded house situation where there's so many people they can't get to him, and the Gospel of Mark says that four of his friends go up to the roof, and they cut a hole in the roof, and they lower him down for Jesus to heal him. But here's the kicker. Jesus doesn't say, you're healed. You know what Jesus says to the man before he heals him? Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Your greatest need in life, my greatest need in life, is not to be healed of a disease, as great a thing as that is, and we pray for healing all the time at Crossview for people. Every week somebody comes forward asking for prayer for someone else or for themselves. We've already done it this morning in the first two services. But our greatest need is to be forgiven. What difference does it make if you die healthy? And I literally mean that. You die healthy. You die a healthy man, you die a healthy woman, but you don't know the Lord and you've never experienced forgiveness. What difference does it make in terms of eternity? It doesn't. We're in Mark, the second chapter, preaching through a series, What Jesus Did, He Does. Today, the healing power of forgiveness. This is the second message, Mark 2, beginning at verse 1. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he'd come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, underline the word there. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.